I'm Sadie Macmillan, and I lived and grew up in Yeovil, but I was born in 1930 in Lancashire. I actually joined a boarding school at the age of 12, and the bombing had been quite severe in Yeovil whilst we were there. During the war, when we moved out, we moved from this house they'd just bought in Preston Road to Queen Camel's, Spartford. There was a big house, Camel Hill House, and so was able to go to Yeovil High School without having passed an exam. Actually, there were bombings, quite a lot of bombing in Yeovil, because we weren't very far from Westlands. Next door, there were people who had a building business, and they had built a strong area shelter, but upright. Of course, during the war, it was all very different with the fear of all the horrors of the war. To some extent, wasn't aware until the bombing that, you know, war was dangerous. And my father had been in the First World War and had got badly injured, but he had a very good job kind of travelling around and presenting when there was a film star involved, having a personal appearance. And so there was a lot of things that were happening on the outskirts compared to what other people did in the war. But it was all a bit frightening. I was at the high school and there was so much difficulty about getting coughs and colds, waiting on the trains coming through, that they heard about a boarding school, and they decided it would probably be better for the health to go there. So I went at the age of 12, I went to the boarding school. And but, you know, I was amazed by the severity of being in a boarding school. Towards the end of the war, we had oranges. When we got an orange, of course, it was a real delicacy. And of course, we'd have little slow races, see who could make it last the longest, because it was so wonderful to have an orange. And we peeled an orange very, very slowly. And then we were suddenly aware that everyone else had finished their orange and we were only just starting on ours. The young children had their high tea and went to bed. And then we, the older ones, you changed from your school uniform and had a meal together. But there was also the horror of being in a war. In the evenings, we had a big room where we could sit, and there was a piano there. And we had some people who had evacuated from Germany. They were taking food upstairs and hiding it in their bedroom because, you know, they'd been rationed previously. Well, it was fear, really, and you could sometimes hear the Germans, aeroplanes flying over, and there was a certain kind of humming noise which the German planes had. There weren't televisions then, but there were radios, and we used to go and sit with the headmistress in her room to listen to her radio for this special treat. That was one of the enjoyments, going and sitting on the floor. And of course, it was very exciting at the end of the war when we had to return to the school in Surrey. We went back to quite a different way of life. When they were talking about the war, and I was walking to one of the elementary schools at the bottom of the town and wondering what it was going to be like.